Lawmakers in Nevada are set to cut more than $1 billion from the state's general fund in order to cover a budget shortfall created by the state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Proposed cuts to the state's public education system are causing some consternation. KUNR's Paul Boger has this report.
Normally, when lawmakers are in session, Nevada's legislative building is filled with people. Lobbyists and members of the public crowd halls and viewing galleries, while lawmakers and staff quickly shuffle between offices, committee rooms, and the floors of the Assembly and Senate. But like everything in 2020, things are far from normal. Now, in an effort to practice social distancing during the COVID-19 pandemic, the halls are quiet. Most committee rooms sit empty and dark, and lawmakers have moved all business to the floor of their respective chambers. Outside the legislature, the scene could not be any more different. Hundreds of demonstrators stood outside on the edge of the Capitol grounds, criticizing lawmakers for closing the session to the public. Cheryl Hensley is a teacher at Van Gorder Elementary School in Sparks. Wearing a red shirt and mask and holding the sign that read, "Special Session Shuts Out Teacher Voices," Hensley says schools will face enough challenges in the fall keeping students and staff safe from the threat of the coronavirus.
Especially with the pandemic and us going back to school, it's going to look a lot differently in classes, and we need all the budget we can for education.
In total, Nevada is facing an approximate $1.15 billion shortfall to the state's roughly $4.5 billion general fund. And while state leaders have made it a priority to keep the state's current base level of funding intact, the governor is recommending roughly $156 million in cuts to supplemental K-12 educational programs, among many others. Those proposed cuts include more than $16 million from class size reduction initiatives. Another $31 million would be cut from incentives to hire new literacy specialists under the state's Read by Three program, and there would be a complete emptying of the state's $4.5 million teacher supply reimbursement account. Superintendent of Public Instruction Joan Ebert, the state's top school administrator, says the cuts will force districts to make tough decisions.
Reduced funding means we will have to think, spend, and plan differently than ever before. We need to leverage our collective capacity and resources to do what's best for our students and educators in both the short and long term.
In addition to cuts to K-12 programs, lawmakers are also eyeing more than $100 million in cuts to the Nevada System of Higher Education, the agency that oversees the state's community colleges and universities. According to analysis recently released by the governor's finance office, those cuts include reduced operating costs, hiring freezes, and repurposing of capital funds, as well as furloughs for all NSHE academic and administrative faculty. Tom Riley is the chancellor of NSHE.
These reductions are in addition to an estimated $120.9 million impact of COVID-19 pandemic will have on institution revenues and additional expenditures.
Many education advocates, teachers groups, and even lawmakers see the cuts as preventable. Among other recommendations, some have suggested new taxes as a way to stave off reductions in education funding. One proposal that's drawn interest as of late is a complete overhaul of the state's mining taxes, which are set in part by the state constitution. However, Governor Sisolak has already voiced opposition to any new taxes created in this special session, saying he didn't think revenues would be generated quickly enough to help the state now. And for Speaker of the Assembly Jason Frierson, that means lawmakers may have no other choice at this point.
I think we have an interest on mitigating it and spreading out the pain throughout the state best we can, and we're going to continue to hear from them about ways that we can mitigate it. But I think that we still need to look at moving some shows around to figure out how we can minimize the impact that the cuts are going to have.
For KUNR News, I'm Paul Boger in Carson City.